Okay, well, welcome everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the district, the Board of Trustees for the Fields State Public Infrastructure District, this Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, at 9:35 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York, Howell, and South Jordan, Utah, for purposes of our audio recording today. Let's just do a quick roll call. So Ashley can get this in the meeting minutes. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm district counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Pete Evans, district chair.
Terry Wade, board member.
Bronson Tatton, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA's district accountant.
Thank you, everybody. Let's see, we got somebody else on. I think it was David. There we go. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
You're good.
All right. Well, everybody, the board should have received our notice and agenda. We're going to follow that today. We have no preliminary action items. We're going to go to our first consent item, which is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on June 27th, 2024. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes from that board meeting. Are there any questions?
Nope.
No questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the meeting minutes of the June 27, 2024 board meeting?
Yes, I move to adopt the minutes of the June 27th board meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Terry Wade with a second by, I think that was Bronson.
Yep.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to go to our next item, which is a public hearing portion of our meeting. We need to open our meeting up by a motion. So do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting?
Yes, I move to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second, Ms. Bronson.
Thank you. A motion was made by Terry Wade with a second by Bronson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The hearing is open for public comment and questions. Do we have any member of the general public participating on today's meeting who would wants to speak or give input today concerning the district's 2024 operating and capital budget? So there are no members of the public physically at our office this morning. I do not see any members of the public participating via our Zoom link. We'll just give it a few more seconds here in case somebody was joining late. Okay, no members of the public are here, so I think we can entertain a motion to conclude the public hearing portion of this meeting.
I move to conclude the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Do you have a second?
I'll second, Mr. Bronson.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Terry Wade and a second by Bronson. Tatton, all in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our action items. And the first action item is adoption of the final operating capital budget for the calendar year 2024. I think as everybody recalls, we did adopt the tentative budget at the June 27th, 2024 board meeting. Shelby Clymer, our district accountant, I'm going to turn the time over to you to walk the board through any changes or questions to the budget.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put it up on my screen, if that's helpful. So we did make just a few edits to this. We had anticipated initially that we would have been priced by now. Obviously, we are not. So this doesn't include final numbers. But if, you know, for some reason expenditures are coming in over budget, we can always amend kind of later this year once we go through the 2025 budget process. So just to review changes pretty quickly. For the general fund, just again, based on kind of timing and where we are in the year with, you know, when we anticipate to close, we moved this from 40,000 to 35,000. And previously there was a transfer in showing here 50,000 from the assessment revenues. That's been removed. So the full 35,000 being shown is covered through a developer advance, which would fall under the operations funding and agreement or funding and reimbursement agreement that is in place. On the debt service funds, this first one is the series 2024A and 2024B, so the property tax bonds. Again, just a couple changes here on the numbers. This was based on kind of the numbers that we had as of last week. So again, a little bit of movement there, but shouldn't have a huge impact from what we see in final numbers. The next page is the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. So this is where I guess the biggest changes were. There was previously assessment revenues budgeted for 2024. Those have been pulled out. I believe at this time, first assessment is anticipated to be billed and due kind of next fall in 2025. So there'd be capitalized interest to pay the first couple of bond interest payments. So that was removed. And again, some tweaks to the numbers, bond interest reduced here. Again, just based on timing of projected closing at this point. And then capital projects fund, similar thing, updates to kind of the anticipated bond proceeds, cost of issuance. I think there's sufficient expenditures here for the costs that will go through that acceptance and reimbursement process. But again, once we get to kind of November and start working on 2025 budget, we can amend if there were a need to. Questions, concerns on any of those changes?
None for me.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, Shelby, are you done?
I'm done. You can call me if you'd like.
Excellent work, Shelby. Do we have a motion to approve the final budget for Fields Estate Public Infrastructure District for 2024?
Yeah, I move to adopt the final budget for 2024.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. Bronson.
Thank you. We have a motion made by Terry Wade with a second by Bronson Tatton. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Move to our next action item on our agenda, which is to approve and ratify the amendment to amended and restated infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. The board did receive in its packet this amended infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. The proposed changes reflect edits required to make the requisition and reimbursement process for the district consistent with the governing document, as well as to incorporate comments from the underwriter and purchasers council. These changes include certification of certain expenditures by an independent engineer. Number two, representations that all applicable and required approvals and consents from Salem City are received as part of the reimbursement process. Third, confirmation and documentation that the bidding process as required by the governing document and now the reimbursement agreement is have been followed. There's also changes to the application for the reimbursement as well as the supporting documentation required to be submitted. And then there were changes to the district engineer's certificate, which were requested by the underwriter. So I'll stop there and see if the board has any questions about that, the changes to the reimbursement agreement.
No questions.
Nope.
Okay, we can now then take a motion to approve the amended and restated infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement and authorize the district chair to sign it.
I move to approve the amendments to the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement and authorize the chair to sign it.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second Bronson again.
Thank you. A motion made by Terry Wade with a second by Bronson Tatton. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
I think we're missing one aye or yes by Pete.
Pete's on mute.
Sorry. Say that again.
He needs an aye or an aye from you.
Oh, aye.
Okay, thank you so much. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to the third item on our action list, which is consider approval of a collateral assignment, development rights, and completion guarantee agreement, and authorizing the district chair to sign it. We know that we have Adam Daly and Aaron Wade from Gilmore Bell who have joined us. I'll turn the time over to one of these two gentlemen to see if they can guide the district through these agreements and answer any questions.
Sure. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, so as Tom mentioned on, you know, one of the earlier action items, as we reviewed the transaction with Purchasers Council, one of the requested or the, some of the requested components were a developer completion agreement. And so that has been proposed. You guys probably see these with, you know, mortgage or, you know, other kind of land lenders that you see, but just really wanting the assurance that the improvements are going to get completed for the amounts in excess of what the bonds are for. A couple of key components I know were discussed with some of the members of the flagship is that the obligation for the development team burns off, you know, if a performance bond is posted. So if you post the 110 or 120% with the city, you know, that's going to constitute fulfilling the obligation there. Also just note that the completion agreement does not obligate for completion of vertical. So you're not, you know, the development team is not guaranteeing that they'll construct 130,000 square feet of commercial or any number of homes. It's just the improvements, the public and private improvements to serve the development. And then on the back of that, this is getting assigned to the district and passed along to the bondholders so that they, you know, kind of become the beneficiary. So that will happen through the indenture. The next agreement is the collateral assignment. Again, probably something that's familiar to other folks, but the idea there is just if there were to be a foreclosure, that they would want the development rights and be able to kind of step in and finish the project with the approvals that are in hand. And so this again is getting assigned to the trustee on behalf of the bondholders pursuant to the indenture. So it's all kind of part of the ultimate collateral for the assessment bonds, not for the tax bonds, but for the assessment bonds. So happy to answer any questions you might have there, or if not, I think you could move forward with your vote.
Okay, doesn't look like there are any questions. Thanks, Aaron, for the explanation. Very helpful. Do we have a motion to approve collateral assignment of development rights, completion guarantee, and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
Yes, I move to approve the collateral assignment and the completion guarantee agreement and authorize the district chair to sign it.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Terry Wade with the second by Bronson. Tatton, all in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
I think we need an aye or a yes or no.
We need an aye from Bronson.
Oh, okay, great. Yep. So motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. We're going to move to our administrative non-action items. I'm just going to open it up to see if there are any other administrative non-action items which the board would like to discuss today?
I just have one item. So I think under the new schedule that DA Davidson had circulated, I believe it calls for pricing the bonds. You know, we're hoping to post today, pricing the bonds on the 14th and closing on the 21st of August. And so that's just going to require a number of signatures from the district as well as the development team. So I just wanted to check in, you know, mostly it's the chair and the secretary clerk that's needed, but I think we have approved the vice chair as an alternate. But I just want to check, Pete, you and your team, you know, it's not, just want to check if you have any long vacations or, you know, times you're going to be away so that we can plan around that for scheduling signatures.
Not that I know of, unless T or Bronson, you guys have. If it's just me on the signing on behalf of the district as the chair, then I'm here.
Okay.
I'm around too.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I'll be having my assistant reach out and we'll coordinate a, kind of a signature party wherever works best and get everything signed up. So we'll be in touch on that. So look for those emails.
Excellent. Thanks, Aaron. That's a good note. Any other matters to discuss? Okay. Seeing none. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Terry Wade with a second by Bronson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We stand adjourned. Have a great
day,
everyone.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Take care.